I'm Amanda Levitt. I'm an architect and I design furniture. It's very personal for me, this chair, because Eileen Gray was firstly a designer and then practiced architecture. For me, it's the reverse. But the chair is very expressive of a direct relationship between architecture and design. In a sense, it's like architecture in miniature because every piece of it is doing exactly what it should be doing and is very expressive of that. So the sycamore frame, which supports this very slung piece of leather, and then the chrome joints, which hold it all together. She designed this chair for the house that she designed for her lover, Jean Badovici. And the house was very much about its site and its aspect and looking onto the Mediterranean. But inside, it was a very clean, simple space, straight lines and lots of light. And every piece of furniture was designed by Eileen Gray, including the rugs on the floor and the bed and the bedside table. So it was an ensemble, if you like, of her pieces and an opportunity for her to create a total environment, which is a great privilege and what we all aspire to doing. The form of the chair makes you think of languid afternoon in the Mediterranean looking out at the sea. This house she designed was like a beach liner that was slung across the rocks. And the name, the Transat chair, it's the deck chair that you'd find on a transatlantic liner. And a deck chair is pure reductive functionalism. So it was the very form of the chair is suggestive of a kind of sensualism and a relaxation and a kind of lying back and observing or reading, but it's a very sensual piece for me.